Divrei Hakel. It could be now with the Bryce, it goes according to everybody. For this very Bryce, it must be that here, or Bryce, Divrei Hakel. So Moses said, maybe one said, look, me, Chorna said the opposite way. Look, let's say the way we said before. The way we said before was a kula. That we before we want to say that now, Mishnah, everybody agrees that Bishas Vesosa, we do not say it goes back to the Mafreya. And the Mafreya is his own Mishnah Bishas Vesosa. So why are you changing now Bishas? Because of the Bryce, otherwise, the same challenge we said in the Mishnah, that they all agree to our Mishnah. Why are you changing around now? So Moses says, yes, there's a Svera. Where this Kivon, the equal Yuk Melakula, Ulechumra, since there are two ways to learn this Pshat, the Masal, the Shrebeis, Mechomim, so the Klali is Lechumra Mekminan, it's better to put it Lechumra, as if to say, that the whole Machlokes is only Bishas Vesosa. But Shloi Bishas Vesosa, everybody agrees, the term it goes back to Mefreya, as if to be Machmir. And even Rabdoisa would agree that Shloi Bishas Vesosa goes back to Mefreya. So you have two ways to learn a Machlokes, you're better off learning the Mishnah, Lechumra, and not learning it Lekula. That's why we're rather learning this way. Now it says what Ketoni, Shemtir Shloi Bishas Vesosa, if she sees Shloi Bishas Vesosa, says Matana Neis Leis. So, Taimo, the Isha Sheish Kodesis, who? The Pligu Abonim. That's what Abonim is being some Luria. For Shan Noshim Shem Echom Yadayin Shosan, some Kriyosan, that the Ksham is like the Ria. Man who's the girl like, but Chnina Ben Atignesi. The Amr of Yudah, Amr Shmu, Mishum Rechnina Ben Atignes, that call on Noshim Ksham Talim Afreya. Every, all ladies, the Ksham Tak Ksham Talim Afreya. Every one of them. Because the Kesem, the Pshat is, like, you don't know where it came, when it came. So just like you see it now, it's very powerful, it's on the clothing before also. The Noshim Shem Chachamim Daim Shosan Ksam Kri Yosan. But Noshim, the Chom say, Anishin has a Vestas, it's only Daim Shosan. So the Ksam is also Kri Yosan. The Chutz Mi Tinik Shlegiyos Man Lurus, only a girl, a young girl, a Tinik, that didn't come a time to see yet. Then we say, Shafilu Sabinu Shlem Lefok Munayim Mohor, on the pit, it's full of blood, ain't Cheshma, we don't say it came from her, it came from someplace else better. Again, Rav Chanina ben Tignes Haimim, Noshim Shem Chomim, Dain Shosin, Ksam Kriyosin. Because you know, because Shigi is Man Lurois, Yesh Tom Kesem. Shigi is Man Lurois, Ein Lan Kesem. I must say, Shigi is Man Lurois, and Shigi is Man Lurois. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on. We'll do this last Gemara again on the next tape. We'll start this over and over again on the next tape. We were holding Daf Hei Yomar Aleph on top. Again, we're in the middle of the Shiloh. If our Mishnah goes like that, our Mishnah goes only according to Reb Doisa. That's what our Mishnah said, that Isha Sheyesh Levesis. So Dai Yishosa, Samar want to say it goes according to Reb Doisa, because the Rabbonin argue. So first Samar want to say no. It could be the Rabbonin only argue that Shloi Vishas Vesosa. They hold that Isha is not the Dai Yishosa. But it could be Bishas Vesos, if she sees at the right time, then both agree that she is Dayashos like our Mishnah. Then the more brought down a Bryce that it's not, not like that. That the Bryce says clearly, then Isha has a Kesem, she's Tamala Mafreya, even if she sees it Bishas Vesos. Why? Because if she would see Shalesh Bishas Vesos, she'd be Temeya. So you want to say that it goes according to Rabbanan? Gemara says no, it go even according to Rabbis also. And now we're changing to say that Rabbi Doisa only says Dayishosa if the Isha sees Bishas Vesosa. But if she sees Shaloi Bishas Vesosa, let's say her vest is to see Gimel, the third day of the Chodesh. And now this month she sees Beis B'Chodesh. So it could be that even Rabbi Doisa would agree, we would say she's Tamil Mafreya, Mies Lies. And the whole Machloikis, Rabbi Doisa and Rabbon, as long as she sees Bishas Vesosa. And therefore this Brisa comes out according to everybody. As the Gemara says now, top and the Fei and Al, the Gemara says now, O Bryce, this Bryce, the Divrei Hakel, everybody holds that if she sees Shaloi, not at the time of the Vestas, that then we say she's Tamil Mafreya. The Meis Leis. The Gemara says, who told you, who said like this? The Luk Mibcha, want to say the opposite way. Say like we said before, that our Mishnah goes according to everybody, and Rav Daisa holds that even Shlei B'Shas V'Sosom, she's not Tamil Mafreya. Samar says, true, we have a doubt which way to learn, but Kivon D'Yikol Ukmei L'Kula L'Chumra, since there's a possibility to learn it, either L'Kula, there's that even Rav Daisa is more Mekel and says, even Shlei B'Shas V'Sosom V'Shei Dai Shosom, or else in the Chumra we could say now even Rav Daisa is only talking about B'Shas V'Sosa, but Shlei B'Shas V'Sosa is also Machmir. Therefore the crowd is L'Chumra Makminan, would rather put the Machlekes L'Chumra to say that if she sees Shlei B'Shas V'Sosa, everybody agrees she's talking about Mafreya in the Eis Leis. So all Machlekes between Rav Daisa and Rabbanan is if she sees B'Shas V'Sosa. So then it'll come out that our Mishnah only goes according to Rav Daisa. The other Gemara says, Katoni, we learned Shim Tira Shlei B'Shas V'Sosa Tumeyim Yais Lies. And Rashi says, real, this means to say like Kamoy Omamar. It's like what we learned before, that if Inisha sees a Kesem, she sees Tamil L'Mafreya, because if she would see Shlei B'Shas V'Sosa, she would also be Tamil Yais Lies. So Rashi says, Taima, what's the reason? The Isha Shiesh Leveses, who the Pligi Rabbonon, being Somluri Yosom. There's this master from this braisa that the only reason why the Rabbanim say that if she sees her kesem, b'shas hadesis, the reason why she's tamil mafreya, because if she would see a real shle b'shas v'sosam, she would also be tamil mafreya. So as long as it's possible for her by a real to be tamil mafreya, so we say now she only finds a kesem, she finds a spot on a beged, a red spot, like looks like dam on a beged, such as Tamil Mafreya. So Mashmoni, why? Because the Shayach Ariya Baya Tamatamaha La Mafreya. So more makes a deek Mashmo though, so Hosha Noshim, the other four Noshim that we said before that the Meselek is Domin, like a Muberis, a pregnant lady, or a Manikais, or a Zakeno, that by them Shomer Chomim Dain Shosin, that by them it's always a Dain Shosin, no matter when they see dam. A pregnant lady or a nursing lady, no matter when she sees her dam, she's always only Tomei Mikan Labo, Dain Shosan, and not before. And so it should come out then Somim Kuriyosan, that when they find the Kesem, they're also only Tomei Mikan Labo from now on, and not from before. That's our Bryce is Mashma. The only reason why we're Mashma with the Kesem to say Tomei Lamafreya is because it's possible to have a Ria that's Tomei Lamafreya. But these Dalab Nostrum, that all the Riyas they have is only Tamil Mikan Labom, and not Lamafreyam, so it should come out in the Quran of Braisa that the Xamim is only Tamil Mikan Labom from now onwards and not before. Someone says, if so, Mani, who does this Braisa go like? I'll tell you, it goes like Rabbi Chanina ben Atignus, it goes according to Chanina ben Atignus. The Yoma Rav Yuda, Omar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Atignus, that kol hanoshim, kol hanoshim, ksomim tamil mafreya. Because by regular isha, when she finds a kesem, she finds a spot of blood on her underpants. So lo chrish, she's tamil even a mafreya, even from way back before. Until we know, like for sure, she checked out her begotten, the dam was not there. Now the noshim shom chomim, the ladies at the chomim say, dain shoson, that they are even the riyah. It's only Tom Inikan and Rabol at these four Noshim, or Muberas and Malikas Kaina, is Ksonim Kuriyasim. The Kesem has the same Malacha like the Riya, that they're only Tom Inikan and Rabol from now onwards and not from before. Chutz excluding Mitinaikish the Giyas among Lirais, a young girl that did not come to time yet for it to see altogether. It's not normal that she should see Dam. In such a case, by a young girl like that, then Malacha is Shafilu Sadinim Shalor. Even if her underpants is full of blood, still we're not afraid. We do not say the dam came from her, but rather came from someplace else. Since she did not see dam yet, we'd rather be told the dam came from someplace else and not from her. Rashi says, even though we don't have anything real to say it came from, still we could say, maybe if something happened, she didn't realize it. Why? Because here, the begufa and lip is not totally came from a goof. Kulikum. Sheikh, some of the rabbonim knows that since Kesem was only tumu the rabbonim, some learned the pshatis that since she was not margish, she didn't feel it. She's only tumu midirais if she feels when the dam comes out. But a Kesem was always the pshatis on a begodim, she did not feel when it came out. So therefore, the Kesem was only tumu midirabbonim anyway. So therefore, Rashi says, when did the rabbonim make this gezerah? pig yezmanam when it's time for the dam to come. The dam motzibo. Our beholder God, he doesn't make a gzeri yet. Since he doesn't have dam yet. And later we'll explain when is it called a zman, when the girl is called a gizman lirois. So Rashi says it's either she brings shnei shiris or else she comes yud beishon, even though she doesn't have beis shiris. Yeah. So there's a loch here again that chutz mitzinoikish le gizman lirois afilu sadim and shalom lechokam badam ein chayshino. So the kids that comes like with the brayse before goes like a chanina ben a tignus that he tak holds. But on these Dalad Noshim, the Bayan Shoson, the Kesem is only telling me Kan Labo and not from before. Now the Gemara is, O Mi Istan Rabbi Chanina Kesem Klau. Is it true I was saying, does Rabbi Chanina hold the Bechlau, there's a Psul, there's a Tumas Kesem? Rashi says, Biyarba Noshim, Yafilu Mikan Labo, like by these four ladies that are Meselekas Damim. Is it true that he holds that when she does find the Kesem, she's telling that Kopon from now onwards? Is that true? For you have Tanya, but not like this. Kol ha-noshim, ksomim tamei, every issue she finds a kesem, she's tamei. V'noshim shom ha-chomim dain shosim, but these four ladies at the chom say whenever they sit down, they're only tamei mikam labo, not from before. Ksomim tamei, the kesem is also tamei. However, Rabbi Chanina ben Atignus say now, that noshim shom ha-chomim, these four ladies at the chom said, dain shosim, that when they sit down, they're only tamei mikam labo, not from before. Ein lam kesem, they have no tumas kesem. So my love doesn't mean to say ein lam kesem klal, they have no tumas kesem at all. So Khuri can't say the price before it goes according to Rabbi Chanina. Because Rabbi Chanina holds there's no tum kesem at all by these four anoshim. And it could be like Rashi said before, since it's only midrabbonim, by these four anoshim, since the meslekes v'damim, we don't say they even have a, we don't say that the dam came from them, the dam came from Yalmo. So Moses says, no, no, it's not to try to Rabbi Chanina, but I think this I'll tell you. When he says Ein Lam Kesem just means Lam Afreya, they're not talking Lam Afreya. Al Yesh Lam Kesem Mikano Labo, that has a Tumas Kesem Mikano Labo. That it does that. For now on, he also agrees that after they find the Kesem, they tell me for now on. So Mor says, if so, Michalal, then it's a proof. The Tanakam is Sovar Afilu Lam Afreya. The Tanakam is under argue under Chanina, hold even on these four Noshim, that when they do sit down, we say Dain Shosan, you want to tell me though when they find the Kesem, that the Tamil Mafreya. So it comes out that the Ksamim is more Chumra than the Riyah, even though a Kesem is only with the Rabbanim. But that for sure it's not like the price we had before. So Mor says, in yes, there could be these Chachom, the Ragin of Chanina, tack hold that Anisha has a Kesem to the Tamil, even the Mafreya, even by these Dal Noshim. And who is this man, Yama? And I tell you, Rabbi Meir, he goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita. The Machmir Gabi Ksamim, that we find Rabbi Meir is a big Machmir. The Tanya will learn like this, that Kol HaNoshim Ksomim Tamla Mafreya. The regular Isha, when she sees it, finds a Kesem, so she's telling all the way back before until she checked out her bag, until she knows for sure it was Torah. But the Noshim Shom Chachomim, Dayan Shosim, these four ladies that the Chom say that Dinyas is always Dayan Shosim, whenever they sit down, they're only telling it from now onwards, is Ksomim Tamla Mafreya. Divra Rabbi Meir, these words of Rabbi Meir. The Yisikler Rabbi Meir is more machmer by Kesem. That the Maisa, since they found the Kesem now, so, and we say that the Dam came out, came before even, and therefore she's Tamil Mafreya. And the Svar is like this, Bishlema, when she sees Dam, she has the Agosha, she feels the Dam coming out now. So what do you want to say? That maybe the Dam came out from before also, now we say no, since these Noshma Masalekas Domin, and she knows for sure the Dam came out now, we say it's only now and not before. But by Kesem of the case, she did not feel when it left her body. She only now finds it, checks it on her clothing. So she doesn't know the Dam came out now. So since she has no reason to say it came out now or before, then we have to be machmir to say that maybe the Dam came out before when she first put on the Begid. And therefore, it may hold that even these four Noshim, Tiksama Matamala Mafreya. Again, there's Lugayat Yilchus Tyrus. But that she's Tamala Mafreya means that if she touched any truma through all this last time that she's wearing the beged, the truma becomes tamei. However, Rabbi Chanina ben Atignus Oimer, that Noshim Shom Chachomim, Dayin Shostam, these four ladies of the Noshim, did the Chacham say, that when they see Dav, they're only tamei mikan labo, and not before, so Ksom Kriyoson, the Kesem also had the same halacha, that it's only tamei mikan labo from now onwards, and not from before.
But for tinoikos shegiyas manaliros, let's say a girl 12 years old that came right at the time when she should see dam, and she didn't just didn't see it. The halacha is yesh lo kesem. She has hilchos ksamim. That if she finds a kesem, a korponim should be tamim mikana labo. Like Rashi says, yesh lo kesem means mikana labo. Even though she didn't see it, but since she's of age already fit to be seen, to see, so now she finds a blood stain on it, begid, what I can say came from her, and she's tamim midrabanim mikana labo. But what's going to be for shaloi higiyas manaliris? That's if the girl was so young. She's less than 12 years old. It's not the time yet for the sidam. Then the locker is ain't lokesim. That even though she finds blood stains on the begodim, we say it came from someplace else, not from her, and she would not even be tummy mikana labo. Now the amos sahigiyas manliras, what's called the age that now she is fit to see, that we say she does have tumas kesim on it. That means meshigiyah yinahan urim, when she becomes 12 years old, which Rashi said before, means either she brings two saris, or even if she doesn't have two saris, as long as she's 12 years old, that's also called the Giyah Meinurim. Then if she would see, then she does have Hilchos Kesem. But when? Mikana Labo, not before. But our component we have a Mei here that holds even one by the Dalad Noshim, the din of the Kesem is the Chumrah that she's Tamil Mafreya. So that could be Psham, the Chachamim that argued before in El Chanina that they hold Ksamim is Tamil Mafreya. Even though the Noshim, the Dalad Noshim would see down, they're only Tamil Mikana Labo, but Hilchos Ksamim, like we explained, since she does not know when the dam came out, so there's no reason to say it came out now more than before. Therefore, like some according to Rameya, should be tamid lamafreya. Now it says in the Mishnah, fiyama shameshes biyedim, that an isha, if before she has tashmish, she makes a bedika both before tashmish and after tashmish, so those bedikas are counted. And therefore, if she sees later, 2 hours later, dam, she'll only be tamid these past 2 hours and not before that, because the bedika of the tashmish was a good bedika. Now the Gemara says, Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Eid Shalifnei Tashmish Eina Mamayit Kipkida. No, that she checks herself before tashmish, that's not called a good bedika. And therefore that bedika alone would not stop the tumma to go back Lamafreya Meyes Leis. If that was the only bedika she made, let's say then 3 hours later she sees dam, should be tummy back 24 hours or until the last good bedika she made. So Moore says, my time, what's the reason? Omerav ktino mitzorach shemuhumu lebeisa. Means like she's going to do a fast job now because she wants to have tashmash with her husband. So Moore asks the question, so what? Fechi muhumu lebeisa my heavy, so what? So what if she's going to do a fast job? But the chura, the havminu, now she's going to make a good bedika. So as long as she makes a good bedika, what if I care if she does it fast? She wants to live with her husband, but still it's a good bedika. And if she finds herself to be torn now, and then she sees later, that should be a proof that the dam for sure did not come out before this. So Mar says, yes, the pshat is that mitoch shemuhumu lebeisa, since she's such in a fast rush, is eino machneses lechunu stokim. She does not make a good bedika, she does not put the cloth in, she does not go inside, lechunu, to all the cracks and all the corners over there inside her. So she doesn't make a good bedika, so then we're afraid that maybe dam really was there from before, and the reason why she didn't find it on her bedika was because she didn't do a good job. So that says Chiddush Rav Yudah Mashmul, that the bedika she does before tashmish does not help. So we says, let's see, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Tanan, HaMeshameshes B'Eidim, HaRezu Kepkidon, that if she has tashmish with bedikas, Eidim here means bedikas, she checks herself, it is considered like a good bedika. It says, Loshen HaMeshameshes B'Eidim, Mashmur, both of them. So my love, doesn't the two Eidim mean, Chad Lefnei Tashmish, V'Chad L'Yachat Tashmish, one means before tashmish, and one means after tashmish? So more says, Lord, it's not the pshat. It could be Eidivid L'Yachat Tashmish. That the Mishnah says the bedikas are good, that's only the two bedikas that are done after tashmish. What is that? The echad loy, the echad lo. Like yet, so they have tashmish, through the svar is amol that tashmish alone, when they live together, that's also reason to cause it to see dam. So the zman that we're loy betairis, we want to make sure to know when she's tamei, not even matama the truma. So therefore they're supposed to make a bedika right after tashmish. So right after both he, the man, checks himself with a cloth, wife to Zaver, and why then she also has to make a bedika. So these two bedikas that are done after tashmish, there she takes the time, she's not in a rush then. So those bedikas help. That's called echod loy, one is the shemata that he wipes himself with, the echod loy, one is the aid that she makes a bedika with. Kritznam, like we'll have a Mishnah later that says that Derech Benois Yisrael, it was the minig by Benois Yisrael, that Misham Shesh B'Shnayedim, that after Tashmish they would make two bedikas. Echad Loi, one was the husband wiping himself, the Yechad Loi, and one she would make a bedika. So maybe that's what our Mishnah means, Hamashemesh is Beidim, the two Eidim are after Tashmish. But maybe it's not a kasha in Yehuda Mashmuel that he says that the bedikah that's done before Tashmas that she makes in herself, that's not a good bedikah. So Mara says, "Hi, Mai, what kind of shot is this? Iyam with Bishlam Ul would be very good if you say that the bedikah the Mishnah is talking about was chad lefnei Tashmas v'chad liyach Tashmas itzrich. Then it's good why the Mishnah has to say the chiddush that both of them helped, because otherwise Salkot had the chemin raim would have thought to say mitoych shemum lebeisa since she's in a big rush." To live with a husband is like bot kashapa, she doesn't do a good bedika, she doesn't check well. Kamashma, no, that harezu kapkida, that is considered like a good bedika. Therefore, let's say in a case where she only makes the bedika before Tashmish, and she forgets to make the bedika after Tashmish, and then she sees Dam 2 or 3 hours later, that she'll only be tummy these last 2 or 3 hours, not more. So it's good the Chiddush in the Mishnah. But El Yom, but if you're going to tell me that the Peshach for the Mishnah is, that Edividi, both the Bedikas are talking about, Liyacha Tashmish, is so chub shita. What's the Chiddush then? The Bedikas she makes after Tashmish is a good Bedika. She's not in a rush then. So Pshita, that Bedika, stops the Tumah from going back before that. Because Pshita, if she would have Dam then, she would see it now. Since she doesn't want it now, it's not called she had Dam from before this. So what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Samura says, no, maybe still both Bedikas means Liyacha Tashmish, and there's a Chiddush here also. Because if the Mishnah would have said otherwise, I would have thought to say, Mal the time, I would have thought to say, Shema maybe, Tira, Tipa, Dam Kechadol. No, maybe really she saw Dam before. Even before this Tashmish now, even before she sees Dam 2 hours from now, Dam started to leave the Makor, her womb, for maybe 5 hours ago. And really there's some Dam in the Beis Achitzayim. If so, how come when she makes a Bedikah Nelacha Tashmish, she doesn't find it? The Teretz is, maybe we have to be afraid, since it's after Tashmish now, maybe the Baal Sheikh Vazer that went in there is like covering up the Dam. So therefore, even though she does a good job then, but maybe the Sheikh Vazer covers up the Dam. It could be either Pshat is that the Tipas Dam is under the Sheikh Vazer and he can't tell, so Bedika is not called a good Bedika. Let's be afraid of this. Is Kamashmal? No, we're not afraid of that. Now the Maestro, we say if there was Dam, even though there's Zera there now, so what? Still, she would be able to find the Dam and see it. And since she made a bedikah and did not find them, she has the right to say she's Vade Tor, even against the Tyrus. And therefore we say if she first sees them 2 or 3 hours from now, she'll only be telling my friend these last 2 or 3 hours and not before. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. So again, so it could be it's not a kasha and Yehuda Mashmul, it could be the bedikah before Tashmish does not count, that's not a good bedikah. The Mishnah only means the two bedikahs l'achat Tashmish. The boy is saying with another Tyrus, the Mishnah could be like this. The Mishnah just means to tell us a fact that the Chomin said that Isha should make two bedikas, chad levnei tashmish v'chad liyacha tashmish. That is just telling us there's a mitzvah to do both. But the chikatoni harezu kapkida, when the Mishnah says that that bedika helps to take away the time of meis leis, maybe it's only al liyacha tashmish, it's only going on the bedika that's done after tashmish, but not on the bedika that's done before tashmish, like Rav Yehuda Mashmul says. So the first question, Master's not telling you a mitzvah that she should do it, it's just saying if she did it. It's not saying lashon that she should do it. So change around the lashon, the Mishnah, and it should be saying the Mishnah, umishameshes, means then you're supposed to. That medina chazal, that the locker is, when she has tashmish, she's supposed to make two bedikas, one before tashmish and one liyacha tashmish. That the Mishnah continues on to say that those the bedika helps to mamayit miyes leis. Maybe it's only the bedika of liyacha tashmish and not the bedika of kaidim tashmish. So maybe the Mishnah come out good even according to Yudah Mashmur. Now it says in the Mishnah mamayetes ayad miyes liyes that this bedika she makes now after tashmish is mamayit the zman of miyes leis. That if she sees Dam, we say in 2-3 hours, she's only telling me up until this bedika, not before, not the meis leis. So the question is, the Mishnah says two things, that this bedika stops the meis leis, and it also stops it even from a bedika that was made before this. And let's say she made a bedika 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Then they have tashmish 8 o'clock at night, and then she sees 12 o'clock at night. So the Mishnah says now that the shatame lemafrei is only up by 8 o'clock until she had the tashmish, and not before, not by not until 5 o'clock when she made a bedika in the afternoon. So Guru asked the question: what does the Mishnah have to say that for? Hashdo mi'es li'es. From this, what does this bedika now of after tashmish takes away this man of meis leis that she's not tamil mafreya the 24-hour period?